Good evening. My name is Al from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
Oh, I'm working on that, yeah.
All right. Are you also a registered voter in Ohio?
Yep.
Thank you. Now, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a mayor responsibility of gun ownership?
I am a gun owner, and yes, I do believe that everybody should have a gun safe or secure their firearms.
Thank you so much. And a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that it's also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
No, I would not, because there are extenuating circumstances. We have enough laws on the book as it is. I am sick and tired of more laws and everybody going to these, what I call, feel-good measures. They think they're doing something, and they're not really addressing the real problem. The real problem is individual responsibility. You don't need another law to tell somebody or give them common sense.
Thank you. Now, will you support or oppose state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings?
There again, that should be taken on a case-by-case basis. There again, it's up to the individual who owns the firearm. If they have children, they should have enough common sense to do this without a law telling them they have to.
And if you have to,
I'm not supporting any more gun control laws of any kind.
Okay, so will you oppose this? Is that what you're saying?
Oppose that if they try to make a law about it. I don't even like seatbelts. I wear my seatbelt every single time I get in the car, but I resent the hell out of the government telling me I have to do it.
Thank you. Now, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth?
No.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns?
There again, it comes right back down to common sense. I've had firearms stolen from me, but there have been extenuating circumstances regarding both incidents. One, I was doing some major repair work on a firearm, and I left it in my closet under a blanket. Somebody broke into my house. They found it. They stole it. Another one I had just purchased the week before and had not got around to making enough room in my safe to accommodate firearm. It was hidden in a closet behind a bunch of other things that, you know, a casual observer would not see it, and it was still stolen because they trashed the house.
So you guys, there will be oppose on this one? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't want any more legislation. I don't want any more gun laws. No more gun laws. That's my opinion.
Thank you. Now,
already on books right now, and it still hasn't done a damn thing to stop anything from happening.
Thank you. Now, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe?
No, I just told you, I don't support any more gun legislation of any kind. If you look at all the gun laws that are already on the books, not one gun law has ever done anything to save a life or prevent a crime.
And about if you include a lock, container, or case?
No.
Thank you. About a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
You're forgetting the common sense issue. It should go down to the individual on a case-by-case basis. You gotta just be, if you're going to own a gun, you need to have at least a small amount of intelligence and a lot of common sense.
I'm just obligating to read this by rating. So will you oppose or support this one?
I oppose them all.
Thank you very much.
That is being proposed right now, because the left, the far left, wants to do anything they can to curtail our rights, and they're nibbling away at it. Pretty soon we're going to stand up and our ass is going to fall off because we won't know what hit us, because they just do one little law at a time. Hitler did the same thing in Germany with the German people. One little law at a time. Pretty soon they had no freedom, and they couldn't even cross the street without showing identification papers.
Thank you. Now, will you support or oppose state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
No.
About a combination lock?
I'm just going to say no to all, okay? Just put me down for no for everything. I'm not supporting any kind of legislation, period.
Yeah, I'm obligated to read this verbatim. I'm not able to assume anything. So, about a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
No.
Thank you very much. We're almost done here. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. We're wrapping this up now. If a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock, safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
No, definitely not.
Thank you. And now if a
unloaded. In an emergency, you get your gun. I carry a firearm all the time. I sleep with my firearm. It is loaded 100% of the time, always. The most dangerous gun is one that you assume is unloaded. And you don't have to look for ammo if somebody's breaking into your house.
Now, if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and it's also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it?
No.
Thank you so much. Now, if a firearm is not in a it's not in the physical possession of its legal owner, or someone is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
No.
Thank you. Now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. We support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
They need a warrant to come in anyhow, regardless.
So we say that you support or oppose this?
I oppose any new gun legislation.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
No.
Thank you. Now, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
That one I might go along with.
Thank you so much. We're almost done here. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience again. Just a few more questions and we're over. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
I'm not sure on that one because of the language. I'm not sure what that might mean.
Thank you. Now, just a few more questions. This are for statistical purposes only, and we're done. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I am a Republican.
Thank you.
I think that we should be outlawed.
Mano, what is your age?
64 years old.
Thank you. And which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
I am female.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation tonight. Have
a great day. And just put down no more gun laws, period. We have enough of them. They don't work.
All right. Perfect. Thank you for your time. Have a good evening.
Yep.